It's 8:36, time to find out what's going on in the city of Bryan. Marilyn Strada's here today. How are you today?
Doing very well, Scott. How are you?
Excellent. I know y'all were able to send the FEMA people out of town, which is a good thing, and hopefully we got lots of questions answered and maybe some help on the way for citizens.
I think so. We had a big meeting Tuesday night, FEMA, SBA, had several representatives present. They left a lot of information. It's all on the city's website, bryantx.gov. Our engineers, our city engineers, had prepared an FAQ document that they were very impressed with. That document's on our website, and we encourage anybody that needs more information to go there and follow those links.
Once again, we were glad they're there. We just assume we don't see them again for that reason, right?
Let's hope not.
Okay. You had spoken a couple of weeks ago about boards and commissions and how you really want to get a cross-section of citizens from Bryan in there to be a mm-hmm. part of those. Some of them can be just any Tom, Dick, and Harry. Some of them, or Rowena. But the idea is sometimes you have different boards and commissions that do have a certain level of expertise you have to have. And today we're talking about one of those.
That's correct. I'm really happy to introduce Mr. Steve Mobley. He is the president of the Bryan Business Council, and he is here to tell you all about what they do.
Yeah. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here this morning. Folks probably know you've been in the banking industry here in Bryan College Station for a long time. Explain to us just kind of baseline what you do with the Bryan Business Council. What is that all about?
The Bryan Business Council is made up of several local Bryan business people, and it's a board that provides input and advice to the Bryan City Council. The mission is really to promote economic growth and advance business enterprise in the city of Bryan.
So now, nuts and bolts, how long has it been in existence? Do we know?
That I don't know.
Okay,
number of years.
I'll go dig on the website in a minute and see. But basically, are we saying that you can do things in the business world that the city council itself cannot do? Is that one of the things that y'all do?
We're kind of a business development in for the city of Bryan, where that we have different subcommittees that we look at education, we look at infill residential, where that we can help where there's areas in the city that's underutilized, where that we can go in and talk to builders about building out certain areas of the city. We work on Culture Field is one of our big deals that we work on as far as trying to attract business there. We're looking at additional hangars. We've had a lot of interest at Culture Field as far as, people that own planes that need a space. And so we're looking at different areas there.
Let's stop for a minute. Let's talk about infill.
Okay,
you say, okay, we want to help a developer if they want to infill. And so folks understand that means we've got an area that's kind of like a donut hole, and you've got development around it, but you want to fill that in. What can you do? What do you do to help a developer do that?
What we have done is we have talked to several local builders just to try and gauge some interest from them as far as, you know, what the city needs to do, what we can assist with as far as incentives, looking at different areas, showing the lots to them, finding out, you know, what they would need to go ahead and start construction, what assistance they would need from the city, what assistance they would need from banks. And then we just kind of go back and we visit with the city and try and come up with some ideas that we can go ahead and promote some growth there in those areas.
How big would a developer have to be to gain the attention of the Bryan Business Council?
We look at single home builders that go out and, you know, they build one or two lots. We also look at, you know, any of the tract builders that would be interested in doing that. So it doesn't have to be a big size builder. I mean, we're just trying to promote growth within the city of Bryan. So anybody that's interested that we can assist, then we try and find a program for them.
Steve Mobley here this morning from the Bryan Business Council. Speak for a minute to really what home building has done and how it's changed here in Bryan, really just in the last 5 years, and what it looks like maybe in the next five years in your view.
I think if you can visit with the realtors and they're going to give you this information, but if you look at the activity around Bryan College Station, right now there's just a shortage. There's a lot of growth taking place in Bryan and College Station. One of the problems that the builders are running into is there's just not a lot of lots available for them to build on. There's not a lot of land available for the developers to go out and do these subdivisions. So there's a shortage. So, I mean, right now, if you're selling, it's nice. If you're trying to buy, It's hard to do because there's just not ample supply out there right now. So, and this is one thing we're trying to do is provide the builders with opportunities on some of these infill lots to where they could go ahead and build houses where there's not lots available. So
not necessarily single family or investment type housing that would be multifamily.
What we try to promote is single family, where it's going to be owner occupied.
Right. Okay. I interrupted you when you were going on to Coulter Field. I'd like to go back then and let's kind of expand a little bit on Coulter Field. What does development there mean for the development in Bryan?
Well, what we have done, out at Coulter Field, we provided a matching grant with TxDOT for the automatic weather observation station. And this is more for public safety. We've also hosted several events out there. Scotty's House had their annual fundraiser out there the last couple of years. Cattle Baron's annual fundraiser will be held in October. So we're trying to attract business and public events out there just to gain attention to Coulter Field. And then, like I say, the last couple of years, we've received a lot of interest from people that own planes looking for hangars. So we're looking at different opportunities as far as maybe building additional hangars or attracting retail business or something to the Coulter Field area. So there's several things that we've been looking at recently.
We've heard about Research Valley Partnership, RVP is what it's called. It's been in the news recently. Now, how are you different from RVP, and do you in some way dovetail with them?
We do. I mean, we've worked with RVP on a couple of different projects that have come to Bryan. The Axis Pipe deal, we were part of the incentive plan that attracted them to Bryan. Wayfair, we worked with Research Valley Partnership and attracting that company here. We did some incentives on that to help bring them into the community and bring jobs to Bryan. Nutribolt, we did an incentive to keep that company in Bryan. They were downtown and they were looking to relocate and get a larger facility. So we did some incentives with them to go ahead and keep them in Bryan out by Traditions. So, you know, we work with them. You know, they're kind of, you know, Bryan College Station, Brazos Valley. Mm-hmm. We're strictly for Bryan. So anything that they bring to the table where we can assist as far as attracting new companies, new job opportunities for the people of Bryan, that's what we do.
Now let's speak to the issue of downtown Bryan. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's some refurbishing that's going on down there. And we've got really a large area that has been empty land that I believe the city owns. So let's talk about that project and how that came about.
That project, I mean, that's something that one of the areas that we are looking at, trying to see how the Bryan Business Council can assist. It's more of a city project than anything else, but anything that we can do as far as attracting business or incentives for builders or anything to attract companies or individuals to downtown Bryan, I mean, that's something that we do. You know, we're working right now with the city on the shuttle for the game day.
Mm-hmm.
We participated last year with them as far as having the stops in downtown Bryan where the people going to the A&M football games could get to catch a shuttle in downtown Bryan, take them to the game, bring them back to downtown, and try and give the people an opportunity to see what's going on in downtown Bryan, visit some of the merchants that are down there, the restaurants and everything else after the games, just depending on, you know, the time of the games and everything else. But just trying to get more people to come to downtown Bryan to kind of see what's going on, because there's lots of activities taking place, and we're just trying to get the people down there so they can have a look to see what's going on.
Sure. And who do you, I guess, lack of a better word, who do you answer to? City council, city manager, development?
We answer to we are an independent group. We do answer, I guess you would say, we do answer to the city of Bryan, so. Anything that goes on, there is a representative from the city that's kind of the liaison between us and the city of Bryan. So Kevin Russell is that person that's the liaison. So he is at every meeting and kind of gives us the guidance. And anything that, you know, the city is looking for, if there's some kind of project that they're looking at and they need advice from the Bryan Business Council, Kevin will bring that information to us. Then we'll go ahead and try and give our advice as business people in the community as you know, to try and give the city of Bryan guidance. But it's a good working relationship between the two, but we are independent of the city. Mm-hmm. Gives us some opportunity to do some things that the city can't. So that's been one good thing that the Bryan Business Council has been able to do. Yeah. But
anything we didn't cover this morning you want to mention?
No. I mean, you know, we're always looking, trying to attract new businesses. We have a company that we've worked with called Retail Strategies, and they are a big national group, and they go out and they visit with retail companies throughout the nations. They host the fairs that go on. So they are kicking the streets trying to find new companies, new retail companies to come into the city of Bryan. And they come back to us, and if there's any kind of incentive packages that would help attract them, then that's something that we always consider. But what we're trying to do is just promote growth in the city of Bryan and provide new jobs and opportunities for our citizens.
Good. Thanks for the time. Thanks for sharing that with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
What else you got?
Well, August 10th, if you're looking to join the world's finest police department, they are recruiting for police officers. The deadline to apply is August 10th. Go to our website. You'll find more information.